Richard Ellestree, 1619 to 1681, the whole duty of prayer. A prayer for a private person in the morning. Most gracious God, whose mercies are rich and infinite, to all your servants who call upon you, accept, I humbly beseech you, this morning my morning sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which I am now to offer up unto you, Divine Majesty. O Lord, in you I live, move, and have my being. You formed me in the womb, and have written my name in the book of life. And that I might not be miserable but happy, you sent your only beloved Son to die for me and to redeem me from all iniquity. What shall I render unto you, O Lord, for all these your inestimable benefits? Pour forth your grace upon me, I beseech you, that I may abound in thanksgiving and praise for them. Enlarge my heart with your love, that I may in some degree comprehend with all saints a measure of your infinite mercy and goodness manifested to me by your dear Son and my alone Savior, to whom therefore with you and your blessed Spirit be ascribed the whole glory of my creation, redemption, sanctification, and salvation. Forgive, O Lord, the manifold sins which I commit daily and hourly against you, and grant that for the time to come your restraining grace may subdue my unruly inclinations and distempered affections. And as I have been a servant of sin, I may now become an example of reformation, that so I may rejoice in you as my only treasure, and rest in you who are the center of my felicity, and be thoroughly convinced how good it is to draw nigh unto you, accounting all things but dross and dung, in comparison of the excellency of Jesus Christ and my alone Savior and Redeemer. O Lord, as you in your tender mercy and compassion have washed over me this night, and defended me from my ghostly adversary, so I beseech you, let your all-seeing eye of providence guide me this day in all my thoughts, words, and actions, whereby I may fall into no sin, nor run into any kind of danger, but that all my doings may be ordered by your governance, to do always with which is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, in whose blessed name and words I shut up these my imperfect prayers in that most absolute form of prayer which he himself has taught me, saying, Our Father, a prayer of departure from home. Almighty and everlasting God, who are the way, the truth, and the life, look down from your throne of mercy to your footstool of compassion, and behold me now betwixt the assaults of the devil, the allurements of the world, and my own vain inclinations. I cannot look abroad, but they are ever ready to molest me. But O you who led Joseph like a sheep, you most faithful and almighty guide, lend me your hand, open my eyes, direct my steps, and cause me to walk in your fear. You who went out with Jacob from Beersheba unto Paddan Aram, guiding him in the waste plains and watching over him on his pillow of stones, be not now far from me. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Make my path straight and strengthen my goings, that I finish my course here, I may sit down in your kingdom hereafter, an inheritance undefiled purchased for me with the blood of my Savior and your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. An evening prayer for a private person. O eternal God, full of loving kindness and long-suffering, whose mercy is above all your works and your glory above the heavens, forgive me, I beseech you, my transgressions this day, my vain thoughts, idle words, and loose conversation, my exceeding neglect and forgetfulness of you, my headstrong inclinations and lusting after the world, preferring this land of cobble before the snow of Lebanon, and a broken cistern before the well of life. Justly, O Lord, might you have cut me off this day and cast me into the lake of your displeasure. But you have had mercy and not sacrifice. You shed upon me the light of your countenance and remove my sin far out of your sight. And know, O Lord, it is not in man to establish his own ways. It is your almighty arm that must do it. It is you alone who have led me through this day and kept me both from doing and from suffering evil. And now, O preserver of men, what shall I do unto you? What shall I render unto my Lord for all the mercies and loving kindnesses shown unto your servant this day? In all the days of my life, even to this moment, I will offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will ever love you, fear you, praise you, and trust in you. My song shall be of you in the night season, and in the daytime I will be speaking of your wondrous works. And for as much as you, out of your tender love and compassion on your creatures, have ordained this time for their repose and refreshment, that having passed through the cares and dangers of the day, they might under the shadow of your wings find rest and security. Keep me, I most humbly beseech you, from the hours and the powers of darkness. Watch over me this night in your almighty providence, and scatter all the rebellions and devices of my adversaries. Enlighten my soul, sanctify my body, govern my affections and guide my thoughts, that in the fastest closures of my eyelids my spirit may see you, and in the depth of sleep be conversant with you. This, and whatever you know is needful for me, I humbly beg at your hands, through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Amen. A prayer for Sunday morning. O Lord, I acknowledge this day to be yours. It's consecrated and set apart for your worship and service, and to be observed not only as a holy day, but a glorious day unto you, wherein I ought to pay my vows, present my person and my prayers before you, to hear your word, and meditate upon the same, to your glory, and my own everlasting comfort. To this end, remove far from me all wandering thoughts, and worldly affections, and work in me a desire of studying your law, and walking in the truth, that your word may not prove unto me the savor of death unto death, but of life unto life. Let my ears be attentive, that I may hear those things which you shall instruct me, that hearing I may understand them, understanding I may remember them, remembering I may practice them, to adorn that profession which I have invocated in your name, and confirm in me the faith of your Son, Jesus Christ, wherein I was baptized and made a member. Raise me, O Father, by the power of my Savior's resurrection from sin and iniquity, and give me spiritual rest, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Ghost, and fellowship in the communion of saints, that when I shall leave this earthly tabernacle, I may keep an everlasting Sabbath with you in the kingdom of heaven. Behold, O Lord, I knock at the door of your mercy and tender compassion with all the faculties of my soul and body, for all these graces and particular favors, beseeching you to continue unto me the right use of them, that your spirit may witness unto my spirit that I am your son, and shall be heir of your kingdom of glory, and that I may be partaker of the inheritance of your saints in light, where pleasures at last forevermore. Grant it, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. A prayer for Sunday noon. O God, you are great in majesty and infinite in mercy, wonderful in your goodness unto your church and children. You have commanded me to offer up my prayer and supplication for those who shall enter into the ministry, and stand before you to wait at your altar. The heaviest, O Lord, is very great, and the painful and conscionable laborers but few. I beseech you, be pleased to send able ministers into your church. Play such over particular congregation as like John the Baptist may be burning lights. Burning is being zealous in fervency, and lights also is being conspicuous and eminent for charity, sanctity of life, and all holy graces of your spirit. Let your Urim and your Thummim be upon them. It's upon your Holy One. Let them be sound for doctrine and holy for life and conversation, preaching. Let them practice, and by practice, let them preach and teach the things which concern your kingdom. Open wide unto them the door of utterance, that they may deliver your word freely and boldly. Take away all differences and animosities from amongst them. Make them examples to those who believe in soundness of doctrine and integrity of conversation. Bless them with all graces befitting so high a calling, that I may give thanks unto you for them, finding a benefit of your blessing upon me through their labors, and may praise your name forevermore. Amen. A prayer for Sunday evening. O Lord, look down from heaven, your holy habitation, and behold with the eye of your love and tender compassion a wretched creature, who now calls upon you in the words of the poor publican, O God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Do not write bitter things against me, neither suffer me to possess the sins of my youth. O forgive and forget all my transgressions, and cast my iniquities as far from your presence and distance as east is from the west. Lord, pardon, I humbly beseech you, the faults and frailties which I have escaped this day in the sanctifying of your Sabbath, whether they be sins of omission or commission. Wash them all away in the blood of your Son. Sanctify me by the word, your word of truth, that this day has sounded in my ears. Grant that like good seed sown in good ground, it may take root downward and bring forth fruit upwards to the glory and praise of your great name and the salvation of my immortal soul. Oh, let your word be ever in my mind, to meditate of it, in my mouth, to speak of it, and in my life and conversation to practice it, by its work in my heart, faith, hope, charity, and all other supernatural graces which accompany salvation. Open my eyes that I may see your law, and incline my heart that I may love the truth, and loving the same may yield obedience to it. Doing your will on earth, or at least endeavoring to do it, as the angels in heaven, willingly, without murmuring, speedily, without delaying, constantly, without ceasing, and universally, without omitting what you have commanded and committed in your word. So shall I not be distracted with holy fear, nor despair of your mercy, but ever hope and trust in you, and find grace to help me in time of need. To whom be ascribed all honor, power, and glory, world without end. Amen. A prayer for Monday morning. O God, as you have now raised up my body from sleep, the image of death, so I beseech you, deliver my mind and affections from the sleep of sin, and from the darkness of this world. And as you have brought me to the beginning of this day, be present with me and present in me. Let your Holy Spirit be my counselor and instructor, my God and my guide, to lead me into all truth. Help me by assistance of the same Spirit to watch over my thoughts, words, and works, that I may neither think, speak, nor do anything which is not agreeable to your holy word. Let me in all reverence and humility of soul submit myself unto your holy will, so that my ordering my conversation aright, and walk in according to your golden rule, peace may be upon me, is upon the Israel of God. Suffer me not to oppress or defraud my brother in bargaining, buying and selling, by using false weights and balances, or any other unlawful means, but guide me so by your grace, that my conscience may ever cheer me up through a delightful apprehension of your blessed favor. To this end, order my paths and establish my goings in the way of peace, grace, and salvation. Cause me to walk upright before you. Make me to provide things honest before you and men. Behave myself as in your sight, and do unto others as I would that they should do unto me. Let no sin, inordinate lust, or unruly passion have dominion over me, but help me to lead captivity captive, to kill and crucify my lusts and sinful affections, and wage war with my corruptions until through Christ who strengthens me, I shall prove more than conqueror. Grant this unto me for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. A prayer for Monday night. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I do in all humility prostrate myself before your divine majesty to offer up unto you this my evening sacrifice of prayer and thanksgiving, who offered up your Son upon the cross to be a propitiation, a meritorious sacrifice for the sins of the world. Lord, hear me, and help me, and be merciful unto me. My sins are great, but your mercies are greater. My trespasses finite, but your compassions infinite and never fail. Lord, hear my prayers, and let my praises be acceptable in your sight. For unto you, O Lord, upon the altar of my heart do I offer up all possible praise and thanksgiving for all your blessings, both spiritual and temporal, which you have in a great measure bestowed upon me, but above all, for Jesus Christ, the fountain of them all, by whom I have redemption through his blood and access through his life. I also thank you for your sacred word, and for the confirmation and strengthening of my faith by those sacred signs and pledges of your love which you exhibit to me and unto every believing soul in the sacraments. I render all thanks unto you for my life, liberty, food, and raiment, health, wealth, peace, and plenty, which you in much mercy have afforded unto me from time to time. And I beseech you to continue this your providence over me, and as you have hitherto been a sun to comfort me, so be now a shield to protect me. Keep me in soul and body, goods and good name. Vouchsafe me this night unto my soul in rest, in quietness to my body, that so being refreshed I may praise your name forevermore. Amen. A prayer for Tuesday morning. O Lord, what am I but dust and ashes? And I confess I am utterly lost, having walked after the vanity of my mind, and lived in all manner of wickedness. But oh, if you should be extreme to mark what is done amiss, O Lord, who were able to abide it? Enter not therefore into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no flesh living be justified. Though my sins have magnified themselves in infinite length, breadth, depth, and height, yet let your mercy, which passes all understanding, far exceed them. And howsoever by reason of my sins I have justly deserved to be not only deprived of your blessings, but forever deserted and forsaken, yet, for his sake, in whom you are well pleased, cast me not away from your presence of grace here, or glory hereafter, but by the one, lead me to the other. By holiness, bring me to happiness. Behold, O Lord, I am your servant, and the son of your handmaid. but grant me grace that I may live with you forever. You have redeemed me, but let me not fall into captivity, in bondage unto sin and Satan, but so confirm and strengthen me, that, both life and death, I may continue yours, and never draw back into perdition, or forsake you, the ever-living God, or renounce my Savior, who has the words of eternal life, and who is the way, the truth, and the life, that both, in prosperity and adversity, I may live in your fear, die in your favor, rest in your peace, and reign with you in your glory. Amen. A prayer for Tuesday night. O Lord, how often might you have cut me off in the midst of my sins, but your eye has spared me. You have given me space of amendment and grace to return unto you, to seek you while you may be found, and call upon you while you are near. O Lord, be not far from me, but draw near unto my soul. Make haste to deliver me and help me. You have promised to such as call upon you, to present a help in trouble, to be their shield and buckler, their castle and fortress, and a horn also of their salvation. And now seeing you have brought tonight upon me, wherein you have ordained man to take his rest, keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Save and defend me from delusions. Cause your angels to pitch their tents around about me, and watch over my soul and body, that I may not commit any sin either in word or deed, but persevere in grace until the appearing of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto judgment. Deliver me, I beseech you, from sudden death, fears, and frights, casualties by fire, water, or tempestuous weather, disturbance by thieves, or any other danger whatsoever. Vouchsafe me peace of conscience and joy in the Holy Ghost. Guide me here by your counsel, and after that receive me to glory. Let my lying down in a bed put me in mind of my resting in the grave, and my rising from there, of my resurrection, that both in life and death I may continue yours. Through Jesus Christ, amen. A prayer for Wednesday morning. O eternal God, who are of infinite majesty, look down from heaven the habitation of your holiness upon me, your unworthy servant. You are a God of power, and can relieve me of goodness, and will in your good time mercifully help me. O Lord, the fountain of your mercy can never be dried up, nor the merits of my Savior diminished. O therefore, bathe my soul in them, that being sanctified and justified, I may appear in your sight more pure and white than the snow in Salmon. I bless your name for keeping me this night past, and bringing me to the beginning of this day. Let your eyes always attend upon me, prosper, preserve, cherish, guide, and cover me in all of my studies, actions, and employments, so that I may spend this day and the remainder of my life according to your blessed will. Grant, O Lord, that whatever I do, it may be acceptable in your sight, that the glory of your most holy name, the peace of my conscience, and the salvation of my own soul. To this end be, O Lord, my God, and my guide, my protector and defender. Keep me unspotted of the world. Teach me to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live soberly towards myself, righteously towards my neighbor, and piously towards you, my God, repenting truly of my sins, and serving you in holiness and righteousness all my days, that in life you may be my God, in death my deliverer, and after death my eternal rewarder. Amen. A prayer for Wednesday night. O most glorious God, And you hear it is time with the Good Samaritan return to give you thanks for all your mercies and blessings bestowed on my soul and body, in things spiritual and temporal, for my election before all time, my creation in the beginning of time, and my redemption in the fullness of time. I praise and glorify you for your preservation of me this day, and that you have yet spared me and have given me liberty and a gracious opportunity once more to call upon you. Lord, I acknowledge and confess that you might have taken me away in the midst of my sins, and in the very act of committing them, but you have dealt more mercifully with me. Keep me, O Lord, this night from fear and danger, and from all noisome dreams, and from all hindrances of sweet repose, which you have appointed for the refreshing of wearied nature. Seal unto me a full and free pardon of all my sins, of what nature or quality soever they be, whether they be sins of omission or commission, of knowledge, ignorance, weakness, or willfulness. O Lord, deal not with me according to the magnitude and multitude of them, but for your infinite mercies blot them out of your book of remembrance, and cast them out of your sight into the bottomless sea of your compassion, that they may never rise in this life to shame me, nor in the life to come to condemn me. Amen.